I've got a story I first told on Digital Flotsam number 12, the Foolish Edition, that I would like to tell again for you now. The extraordinary musician Clarence Gatemouth Brown died on September 10th at the age of 81 in Orange, Texas, having fled there only 2 weeks earlier from his home in Slidell, Louisiana, which was destroyed by Hurricane Katrina. He had been suffering from lung cancer. I had the wonderful good fortune to have met Gatemouth on a number of occasions, but on one particular occasion, Gatemouth provided me with an experience that became one of the funniest stories I have ever told. I'd like to play it once again in his honor. If you've heard it before, I'm sure you will enjoy it again. I've told it hundreds of times, and I always love to hear it myself. The music you hear as the story unfolds is, of course, Gatemouth himself. This is one of those stories that are so perfect, it's hard to convince people that it's true. But it's completely true, and I was there to observe it. I was at an outdoor music venue in Tampa, Florida, called Skipper's Smokehouse during late January. It was one of those thankfully rare nights during the Tampa winter when it was actually cold. It was so cold, I was dressed in a heavy coat and wore thick gloves. Guitarist and songwriter Clarence Gatemouth Brown, performing on stage, was stopping between songs to cup his tobacco pipe in his hands and draw in hard to create some warmth for his fingers. Despite the cold, he played the guitar like the master that he is. During the break after the first of two sets, I went over to this blazing bonfire that the management had started in an effort to keep the audience warm. As I stood there, enraptured by the soothing heat on my frozen face, who should walk up and stand right beside me but Gatemouth himself? As he held out his hands toward the flames, we made small talk about the unusually cold Florida weather. Gatemouth confided that he had to take a leak badly and asked for directions to the men's room. I offered that since I had to go as well, I would lead the way. We made our way into the empty bathroom, which at that time was a rather crude affair. It had one long tub at which four or five men could stand and urinate at the same time. We walked up to it, unzipped, and began our business. At almost the same time, a young audience member walked up to the tub on the opposite side of Gatemouth. After a few seconds, he realized he was standing next to one of the great figures in blues and said, "Oh, Mr. Brown, I just want to say how great you are. I watch you and I can't believe it. You make it look so easy." Gatemouth, never looking up from what he was doing, replied instantly,
"Man, I just point the thing. The pee comes out all by itself."